just bring your attention to the candle at the center of the circle. You're at the center point. You have the direction beneath us and above us. The direction of the east that is in front of me. The direction of the west that is behind me. The direction of the south and the north. Entering into the experience of becoming present. Inhabiting our senses. Noticing our body's contact with whatever we're sitting on, our body's contact with the air, entering into the mystery of being a human being, being the living bridge between the directions. And between the principle of life that arises in the east, of light that appears in the south, of love that comes out of the west, and of law that comes out of the north. Sitting together in a circle, acknowledging the weaving of things, the coming together. As we sit together around the light, around the eternal flame. Each of us bringing whatever we bring from our lives and bringing the connection of our lives. Each of us participating in the great web of exchange, the web of being and doing, the many connections of our lives. Aligning in this moment with the mysterious presence of the center that represents the center point, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. So each point of the web is the center. There is no place where the point is not. To east of this place, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Presence of the Morning, Inspirer, Bearer of the Ruach Elohim, the Divine Breath. Bring the wind of the Spirit to us. That we may be energized, inspired, renewed, made new. Heal us that we may heal. Bless us that we may bless. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, Lord of Light, called Ahura Mazda in ancient Persia. Stand forth. In your splendor, in your glory, in your manifestation of the name. Lift up your face, that we may see face to face, that the light may shine. Enlighten us, illumine us, that we in turn transmit the gift of light, that we may manifest the mystery of light, that is wave and particle, that is local and universal. Consecrate us as transmitters of the living light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, the Peacock Angel, the Angel of Revelation, the Angel who gives true vision, who transmits the power of love, the love that irrigates the world, the love that flows through all channels of the heart, through all channels of the world, that irrigates the desert and makes it flower, that softens the hearts of stone and makes them hearts of flesh. The love that gathers all into the great bundle of the living. Let us receive the love transmitted by Gabriel Let us receive the love of the Deep Mother. Let us receive the love of Maria, Mary who bears the Eightfold Star. The mistress of the sorrowful mysteries, the mistress of the deep transformation. Gabrielle, extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the West. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness. Keeper of the mystery of matter, keeper of the law. Teach us the mystery of the shining darkness. The mystery of the deep being that is more substantial than matter. Teach us the mystery of the dark lights that transforms, that shapes, that anchors, that gives substance to all our works. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Around and between, I invite the presence of Sabuviel, the weaving angel, who holds the web, who holds the exchange and the way of exchange. Quicksilver being, touch us with your quickness. Show us the mysteries of the web. Show us the mysteries of the way of exchange. Reveal the mystery of the single point that is in all places and in all times, that we may find our place within the web. And in the center, I invite the Shining One of a Thousand Names, Servant of the Servants, Keeper of All Lights, the Living Tree, the Living Stone, the Living Grail, be with us all in night and day. Be with all and one. The temple not made by hands is built. Together, let us perform the Kabbalistic cross. Placing our dominant hands upon our forehead, we say Ate. Ate. Bring your hands down, we bring the light to the feet of Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder, the Gevura.
Ve-ge-ru-ra.
Left shoulder, Ve-ge-du-la.
Ve-ge-du-la.
Center, Le-olam, Amen.
Le-olam, Amen.
And again.
Ave.
Attention just above our heads. We visualize the sphere of brilliant white light that is kept at the crown. And here four times we chant the I am. I am and I will be. Light descends from the heart of Keter to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create.
Yud He Vav He Elohim. Yud He Vav He Elohim. Him,
the light descends to the level of the heart where it becomes the inner sun. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat, the God that is known to me, the God that lives in my heart.
Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat.
The light descends to the level of the pelvis, where it becomes a sphere of blues and greens and silvers. This is Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life.
Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai.
The pillar descends to beneath our feet, where it becomes the shining blackness of Malkut, shot through with rainbow colors. Here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Be aware of the middle pillar holding you. The stillness and light of Keter, the prismatic transformations of Da'at, the blessing and the golden centeredness of Tiferet, the life power of Yesod, the anchoring energy of Malchut. Now we will circulate the light. Breathing in, we bring our attention into Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malkut. Breathing in again, we return the light to Keter. Doing this 6 times. Now we send the light down the side of the body. Breathing in, we center in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the left side of our body to Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up the right side of our body to Keter. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now we center our awareness in Malkut as we breathe in and out. As we breathe in, we circulate the light anti-clockwise up to Keter around the body. As we breathe out, we send the light down to Malkut, The next in-breath, we circulate the light anti-clockwise. And then on the out-breath, return down to milkhood. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And finally, we work with the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Breathing in, we send the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we send the fountain, the light around the body, down to Malkut. Breathing in and out, we gather the light in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up. Breathing out, we fountain. Doing this for 6 cycles.